In Denmark, six members of the Hells Angels motorcycle gang have gone on trial, charged with murder, the murder of a member of a rival gang, the Bandidos. All six have pled not guilty. Tight security is in force around the courthouse in Copenhagen. The killing is part of a violent feud between motorcycle gangs that has raged across Scandinavia for the past 2 years. It culminated in a grenade attack last month at the Hells Angels headquarters in Denmark, in which two people were killed. From Copenhagen, the BBC's Julian Isherwood reports.
All six members of the Hells Angels group are pleading not guilty to the charges of conspiracy and murder. They've refused to cooperate with the police, and no single member of the group has been named as the one who actually killed the Bandidos leader Uffe Larsen in a gangster-type liquidation at Copenhagen International Airport in March. It's the first time since the Second World War that charges of conspiracy to murder have been levelled at an entire group rather than an individual. If the group's found guilty as charged, the case will create a precedent which can be used in other cases in the biker war that's currently raging in Denmark. The prosecution says that although it can't prove which of the six actually fired the shot that killed Larsen, all six will be identified by eyewitnesses as having been armed and on the spot at the time of the killing. And in his argument, the public prosecutor says that all six went to the airport with the distinct purpose of killing Larsen and other Bandidos members. The case is expected to take at least 3 weeks and is surrounded by some of the strictest security yet seen at a courtroom in the Danish capital. The road in front of the courthouse has been blocked off, a special police station has been built in the courtyard, and there are armed police officers everywhere. If found guilty, the six can be given life sentences, which in Denmark would make them liable for parole in about 10 years' time.
The BBC's Julian Isherwood in Copenhagen.